Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Zero Life Podcast. Yes, sir. Got some updates I want to share with the audience. Everything's starting to come out now all of a sudden. Have you been noticing that? Everything's been coming out now. Now they got, what's that boxer's name? Ryan Garcia. We've been talking about this. We're gonna talk about this in a little bit. Yes, sir. But thank you very much for listening on Spotify. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDH23. I want to first and foremost, before we get started with today's podcast, tomorrow I will not have a show. I decided sometimes the Most High would tell me, hey, listen, you need to speak on this today, right? And there are certain times where I will listen to the Most High. The Most High is the director, he is the CEO, he is the guidance behind this podcast, and I want to personally apologize to Yahweh, and I'm gonna explain to you why, and I want you to understand that even myself as a messenger of the Most High, sometimes I can go a little bit overboard on certain things, and I've been trying to include my YouTube, because my YouTube has been blowing up, my YouTube has been exploding, and thank you guys very much. We're over 5,000 subscribers. We're on the way, pretty much on the way to 6,000 and counting. So I want to first thank every single subscriber on my YouTube, every single follower on my Instagram, Facebook, and all that other great digital platforms. But I have decided to really not really promote my Instagram and my Facebook. And it's funny that Facebook went down, but I was thinking about canceling my Facebook and my Instagram. Not in the literal sense. I will not cancel it. You can still follow me on Instagram, and I'll still put out some content every now and then on my Instagram and my Facebook. It just, you know, the audience, you have to go where your audience is at. And that's just business. I mean, that makes logical sense. If YouTube is having more subscribers and more followers than this platform, then I guess we're going to have to let that platform go until that platform starts to catch up to the platform that has already been exploding. So, again, continue to subscribe. I'll continue to have new videos on my YouTube. We're also on Rumble. That's right. We're also on Rumble. It's another video streaming service. Depends on how Rumble is going to do. I already posted, and you can follow me on Rumble at Empire Network. Not 23, it's just Empire Network. EMPIRENETWORK. You can follow me on Rumble. I have 4 videos already put up already as we speak. I got that done this morning. And of course, continue to support my YouTube. And of course, right here on Spotify, man. Right here on Spotify. And I want to talk to my Spotify audience for a moment, because I've been feeling like I left you guys behind, and I know I haven't left you guys behind on the literal sense, but I just feel like that I'm trying to get people to watch the Judah Live podcast on YouTube and stuff like that. And I notice if I'm not talking about Hollywood or I'm not talking about celebrity, that the numbers will go down. The more I talk about spirituality and who the Most High is, they just quickly get. And that's spiritual, and that's what Yah is really showing me. Like, these people are not going to get it. They're not going to get it. So there are certain platforms where we are going to talk about spirituality. And there's certain platforms where I will talk about Hollywood, or I'll show you a video of Hollywood. This platform right here is talking about spirituality. We're talking about spirituality, period, man. We're talking about getting your body right. We're talking about getting your mind right. We're talking about getting everything right within you. You see what I'm saying? See, we're not here to talk about what happened with Ryan Garcia. Okay, we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to break some things down about Hollywood. And after this, I'm pretty much going to stop talking about Hollywood. because this is for spiritual. This is spiritual. This is a spiritual sense. A lot of stuff I've been talking about, I've been covering that, okay? Guys like Yash Karah, been covering that. Brother Calvin, been covering that. We've been covering this stuff, guys. We've been saying that in order to get into Hollywood, in order to get to $20, $30 million, you have to see children get molested. You have to drink blood. You have to drink piss. You have to eat poop. You have to do these things. And now all of a sudden, all this stuff is coming out. Everybody's so interested in it. Well, King Jude, well, can you talk about this, that, and the third? I'm going to talk about Yahweh, because that's the most important thing. That's the reason why I got here. It's because of Yah. And I'm not going to leave the audience that is really into the spirituality. I'm not going to leave Yah so I can go get some YouTube money. Now, hopefully soon that I can start getting monetized on YouTube. Hopefully soon. And if it happens, then damn it, that's great. I'm excited. And I'm going to do some great things with the money that we are going to go get from YouTube. We're going to start donating to my nonprofit, which is Autism First Foundation. By the way, if you want to contribute now to my nonprofit, the Autism Foundation is AWE-TISM First Foundation. It's supporting parents and kids on the autism spectrum. Okay, we're gonna help out with funding for tests. Do you know, to get your child tested for autism, it costs as much as $3,000? Yes. So we don't have time to continue to talk about Hollywood. We don't have time to continue to talk about these celebrities and these basketball players. We don't have time for a lot of stuff that I know a lot of guys want to get into. And I'm going to just be honest, only 10% of people really going to get all the stuff that is going to come out on Judah Light Podcast. The rest of the 90% is going to be on celebrities in Hollywood. That's just the way it is. And guess what? I had to accept that. I can't bring 90% with me, and now you listen to Judah Light Podcast, then you get bored because I'm not talking about Floyd Mayweather sucking a dick. I'm not talking about that. So now you're off the platform. Because a lot of these people, they stay assumed because I put videos about Hollywood and about politicians and about these celebrities and all this other stuff. That's what I'm mainly going to be talking about. No. Here on Jewel Life Podcast, we're talking about everything, baby. We're talking about everything. So I'm just letting you guys know that there will be no more Jewel Life Podcast live on YouTube. Because we have to use YouTube for what the purpose is. Okay? But I will also have a link on my YouTube so you always can catch up on the latest show. Now, I will definitely do that. And again, please go on my website. Please go on my website. The link is in the description. Go on my website. Download that QR code. Go into my store. Buy shirts. Hoodies are $40. Come on, man. If I really wanted to really charge you for a hoodie, This is custom, okay? This is a custom hoodie. If I really wanted to charge you, I could have charged $65, $70. I'm only charging $40, okay? And part of the proceeds is going to go towards my foundation, man. Listen, this is going towards a good cause. This is not me going to get no Bugatti and get a big booty bitch. This ain't got nothing to do with none of that. This is going towards something that's going to grow generations to come. That's where I'm at, guys. I'm not here talking about Hollywood 24/7. I'm not here talking about what Jay-Z and P. Diddy did. If you want to catch up on all that other stuff, please go on my YouTube page. Go on Empire Network 23. Please follow, like, and subscribe, and click the notifications for new videos. And we will continue to put out new videos every week. Pretty much almost every day. But one thing I'm not going to continue to do, and I'm sorry to say this, I'm not going to talk about Hollywood on this platform. We're going to talk about spirituality. And I'm sorry I have to really talk this long, but this is where we at. And we got people like, oh man, can you talk about Michael Jordan being an alien? Listen, I'm showing you, Michael Jordan's an alien. All the stuff is coming out. I shouldn't have to have a whole hour breakdown on how Michael Jordan's an alien. You already see it for yourself. You saw the first part of the video where he was on Space Jam and he stretched his long arms out and put the ball in the basket. He did the same thing in real life. He did the same exact thing. Michael Jordan's an alien. But I'm not going to sit up and talk about aliens 24/7 either. I'm not going to do that. Now, part of my following loves that. And we will talk about that every now and then. But I'm not going to sit up and talk about aliens 24/7. Just like I'm not talking about Hollywood 24/7. I'm not going to talk about politicians 24/7. I'm not going to talk about the trust 24/7. I'm talking about changing your status 24/7. We're not going to continue to talk about these things 24/7. We talk about everything. And I think that's where we need to be at, okay? So anyway, that's enough of that. Welcome to the Judah Light Podcast, right? I want to talk about what Ryan Garcia... I'm sorry I had to do that. I just got done saying all that, right? And we're going to talk about celebrity, right? Give me a break. But anyway, but what Ryan Garcia said, and in case you don't know who he is, he's a professional boxer. He's the one that fought Tank in that fight in Las Vegas last year. He said they took him to the woods, and they showed him how children getting molested, children getting killed, blood sacrifices. He said, I don't give a damn. I'm exposing all of this. And now they're making him seem like he's a crazy man. See, this is where we at, guys. They still playing the same old trick. Oh, man, you crazy. You throw that boy is not lying. And I knew I liked that dude for some odd reason. I knew I liked that dude because everything about him is authentic. I don't think there's not a phony bone in his body. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know him like that personally. But I truly do believe he has a good heart and he has good intentions. And I think that they finally went to him and said, hey, listen, do you want to make this big money? Do you really want to be a big star? Well, come follow us. And they showed him. And he freaked out. He totally freaked out. But guys, I'm going to tell you something. There has been plenty of celebrities that got freaked out about seeing that type of stuff. Look at Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was killed. He was killed. And that's why it kills me when I see my black women following Steve Harvey. Like, what the fuck did this asshole... He ain't got nothing good to say. He's been divorced 3 times. His wife is getting dicked down by the chef and the bodyguard. What can he do? And I ask black women, right? What can he really say that really gonna say, ooh, I'm gonna follow Steve Harvey? It's his money. See, I'm gonna tell you something. It's his money, man. See, if he was broke, you wouldn't pay attention to what Steve Harvey got to say. You would, and I'm being honest, you ladies wouldn't give 2 flying fucks what that man had to say if he turned around and he was dead ass broke. You wouldn't give a shit what he had to say. Come on, let's just be honest, let's be real. Come on, let's be authentic. Come on, let's keep it real. Everybody so real, right? Everybody so gangster, right? Everybody so this, everybody so that. Everybody's a stepper, everybody this, right? Everybody so tough, right? Let's just be all the way honest. Why be so scared and being honest? The reason why you listen to Steve Harvey is because he got money. That's the reason why. If he didn't have any money, you wouldn't listen to what that man has to say. There are some good dudes out here. Good dudes. That have good, legitimate podcasts. They're not trying to start a whole lot of bullshit like that fat son of a... What that fat bastard with the dreads? He always... And always had to sound... Yeah, and he's talking real fast to women, talking to them down. And so, no, that's a dude that... wants to chase clout. That's a clout chaser. No, we're not talking about guys like him. We're talking about good, legitimate brothers that are concerned about their community. They are concerned about their black men. They are concerned about their black women. And they have good content. They have good advice to tell black people, black men, and black women. But what do they do? Oh, man, well, how much money you got? See, I was doing broke-ass niggas. See, that's the problem with our people right then and there. Come on, let's talk about it. That's the problem with that people right then and there. Oh, because he don't have no money, just because he may not be rich and he don't have a private jet and he's not going to Milan every single week and going trips wherever he feels or she feels like it, you don't want to listen to that. And see, that's the problem with our people. That's the problem with black folks now. They follow money. And this is why I say, and they talking about, well, white people do this. And I stop black people now. I said, no, stop it. Black people do the same thing white people do. That's just fucking facts. Black people do the same thing white people do. White folks took the damn jab. Black folks took the damn jab. White folks care about money. Black folks only care about money. White people go shop Gucci and Louis and Fendi. This is what black folks do. Black folks do the same thing white people do. White folks want to put their child in a private education, then black folks want to do the same damn thing. Everything white people do, black folks try to follow. No, we're no longer going to keep saying this is a white people thing or this is only a Latino thing. Black folks, this is a people thing. 85 to 90% of black folks are going to follow white people. And that's just fucking facts, man. That's just fucking facts. That's why I'm trying to teach my son now. I told my son over the weekend. I said, son, let me tell you something. You need money to live on. Yes, that's true. You need money to live on. Yes, money is important as far as paying your bills and getting food to eat and all the other stuff. But guess what? Your money does not determine your character. I'm going through some things right now with some people right now over some money. And here's the thing. I don't even owe them no money. But because their finances are dwindling, now they want to carry that bullshit on to me. I'm like, stop it. We're not going to do that. Ain't going to be no more negativity. Ain't going to be no more negativity around me, man. You have to start being determined. And I'm not going to talk, well, I pack like I normally do. I'm going to say some real shit out of my heart, right? You got to get a negativity away from you. People who only care about money, you got to get people like that away from you. You have to get people like that away from you. You have to get them away from you. You can no longer keep helping out people who only care about money, who only care about celebrities, who only care about looking good, who only care about travel. I went to a family member's house, right? And we was chilling. We was chilling in the back. You got people still talking about going to a Beyonce concert. All this stuff is still... Can you believe that? All this stuff is still coming out about these aliens. All this stuff is coming out about these celebrities. All this stuff is coming out about Hollywood and the industry. All this stuff is coming out about these portals. All this stuff is starting coming out about the universe and wildlife and there's life in the air and there's life in the water. All this stuff is coming out about Antarctica. All this stuff is starting to come out and people still invested in where they're going to go for a Beyonce concert. This is why you cannot save 85 to 90% of black folks. You can't. You can't save 85 to 90% of people. Do you know 1/3 is a very small number? I want you to listen to me. It's a very small number. It's very small. It's very small, man. It's not going to be a lot of people that's going to survive this. I'm telling you. People are already panicking because AT&T went down. People are already panicking because of Facebook, Instagram. I couldn't believe people are panicking about Instagram and Facebook going down. People outright panicking about a social media site going down. Social media is not putting no money in your pocket, not unless you're getting monetized. I see you getting monetized up in the, oh, hold on, man. That's my livelihood. But these are regular people that just putting out content and shaking their ass for free. And they are panicking. People panicked about AT&T. I saw that. It was a young brother that worked for AT&T. I felt so sorry for that brother. And if I could jump through that TV screen and jump in for him, I would have done it. He said, what you want me to do? AT&T is down. The whole system is down. There's other carriers, T-Mobile, and I think parts of Verizon was down. What you want that man to do? White lady still screaming at him. White man still screaming at him. Black man screaming at him. Black woman screaming. I mean, everybody screaming at him. What do you want me to do? But I'm going to tell you something right now. Wait till the banks. I'm trying to tell you. Wait till the banks. Wait till there'll be a system glitch in all the banks and people's wealth is gone just like that. See, I'm calling the shit out for what I'm calling the shit out before it even fucking happens. I'm telling y'all right now, wait till the banks shut down. See, it's gonna happen like a thief in the night. That's what the Most High said in His Word, that it will come like a thief in the night. Sometimes you may be asleep and somebody come into your house and take something very valuable, and then they walk out and they close the door, and it's like they were never there. You try to find that valuable. They try to find, man, what happened? Man, so I think somebody stole it. I didn't call the police. And then you find out days later somebody did break into your house. It's the same thing. I am telling you guys right now, and I'm saying this. I'm not talking about people who has less than $10,000 in their savings. I'm not talking about y'all. Okay? Don't get me wrong. You may want to spend that too. But I'm really talking about people that got 300, 400, half a million, 700, 800, even a million in their IRAs and their savings accounts. What you going to do when the banks, all the system, it was a system glitch, all your wealth is gone? You're going to have to call this number. You got to call this 1-800 number to file a claim. It's going to happen, guys. This is why I'm not talking about celebrities on 24/7. Now you see why? Now you see? I am not going to continue to talk about celebrities when this stuff is going to come up. And I'm telling you guys right now, people who got a half a million, 600,000, 700,000, 800,000, that money is going to be gone. Some will get it back, but others won't. I am telling you guys right now, this is where we at. Wait till they have the grocery store shut down. Yes. The systems for all the grocery stores are going to start going down. This is not an accident. They doing this on purpose. They shut down AT&T as a test. They did Facebook and Instagram as a test. But one day it's going to be the real test, and you're going to have to be ready. This is why I say, go get some dehydrated food. Go get you some, go get you some cases of water. Go get some canned goods. This is why I keep saying this. And I know people say, man, King Jr. 20, I know you keep saying that, but okay, all right. I got a few canned goods saved up. Man, talk about something else. No, I'm not going to keep talking about something else because you want to talk about Hollywood. When people want to say that, they want me to continue to talk about Denzel Washington and Beyonce and Jay-Z and P. Diddy. I'm not going to keep talking. It's all a distraction. What is going on behind the scenes right now is the real deal. It's the real deal. So no, I'm not going to talk about something else. No, this is more important than talking about what Beyonce saw. Beyonce's a fucking witch. And by the way, that's not even the real Beyonce. That's not the real Blue Ivy, her daughter. That's not the real Blue Ivy. It's not. These are clones. Jay-Z is a clone. What do you want me to say? What else that need to be said about the Carters or about Michael Jordan or LeBron James? What else more I can really say? I can't keep talking about celebrity 24/7 when we have this going on. The banking system is going to go down. I see it. I'm telling you, I don't philosophize and I don't prophesy, but I see it happening. The Most High gives me a gift. The Most High is saying, this is going to happen. That you need to talk about this. You need to talk about that. And I'm telling you right now, all you arrogant people that got all this money in the bank account. Yeah, let me check my bank account. Yeah, there you go, nigga. I got $100,273.14. Yeah, pop my collar because I'm a real bitch. I'm a real nigga. Real niggas get money, nigga. All that air. Wait till the banking system go down and they say you have no money in your account. Man, these niggas are going to fucking crash out. They're going to crash out. I am telling you. They are going to crash out. Wait till these white people can no longer access their 401ks. Man, some European American, let's keep it 100. They got 5, 6, 7, 8 million in there. Why have you not pulled out all your money from the 401k? 401k is a scam. First of all, 401k was not even meant for you to retire on. It wasn't. Y'all got 10 million, 12 million in your 401ks. I'm gonna wait another 2 years and let that grow another million, and I'm gonna take it all out. And then by that time, the whole banking system got wiped out. This is where we at, guys. And there's gonna be a lot of Caucasian European Americans that are gonna be committing suicide. This is where we at, guys. So this is why I'm telling my son, yes, money is important to live on. Yes, money is important for you to get intangible things. Yes, money is important for you to continue to survive on. Yes, that is important. But money is not important to a point when you shit on your people. Money is not important that you burning bridges with people that give a damn about you over some funky ass money. Money is not important to lose your character over. It is not that fucking important. I told my son, you got to be a good person. You got to treat people right. See, we all have a death date, and we all have a born date and a death date. Okay, all of us going to have a born date and a death date. One day, King Julius 23, the Most High is going to call him home. I have a born date, March 5th, 1983. Yes, I just turned 41 years old. Yes, I know I'm old. Okay? I was born March 5th, 1983. And I might have a death date. I don't know what death date. I'm not even gonna prophesize over it. I'm not even gonna do that. Let the Most High have my death date ready. But I hope when the Most High does call me home, that I got everything right that I was supposed to have on this earth. And first of all, this is not even called earth, but we're gonna give them what they give us, right? Because we don't wanna argue. We all was here before. See, this is stuff we need to start talking about. We're not going to keep talking about Hollywood. I know you're going to be like, man, God, that ain't for real. Yes, we're not going to keep talking about Hollywood, bro. Shout out to all my brothers in Panama. Shout out to all my brothers out there in India, United Kingdom, Australia. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters out there. Shout out to all of y'all, everybody in the United States who's listening. Shout out to everybody. Do you know Jewel Light Podcast is available in how many countries? I think about 8 or 9 right now. Hopefully we can get all 197 one day. Woo! Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the Most High giving Jewel Light Podcast favor that we can go across every country? Come on, man. Let's talk. See, that's what it's about. It's not about your funky ass money. You can get on the bank account. Oh, yeah, I got $20,494.33. Yeah, nigga, I'm balling. Yeah, I'm balling. I can go shopping right now. Matter of fact, I'm pull out my $400 so we can go to some new Jordan. You know what I'm saying? That's all you niggas give a damn about. And you lost your soul. You lost your integrity. You lost your character. See, those are the things that the Most High. Because see, let me tell you something. When we all have that born date and we all have that death date, because you're not gonna just go to the ground and that's gonna be it. No, that's bullshit. Whoever told you that is a fucking liar. No, you're gonna go up. You're gonna levitate and you're gonna see your body. You're gonna see your body here on the physical earth, but you're gonna levitate. Your soul is levitating. You're going to go to that light. Now, y'all could do a bunch of different things with you. He can catch you in judgment right then and there. Okay, well, you know what? Hey, bro. You know, you're on Earth, you're dead. But you know what? The Most High ain't gonna call it Earth. You're gonna be like, what? Yeah. The Most High ain't gonna call it Earth. But while you was down there, you only thing you cared about was money. You only care about celebrities. You only care about this. You only care about that. He may stop you halfway before you go up to that light. Because once you go up to that light, I'm gonna judge you. You know that, right? Yes, y'all. Okay. Because you're not gonna call him Jesus. See, all this stuff is going to come out. You're not going to call him Jesus. You're going to call him Yah. You're going to call him by his proper name. Right? You're going to call him by his real name. Because we all going to have knowledge. See, that's what, why you think the Bible says that we will have all knowledge of all things once we leave this planet. We will have all knowledge of all things. We will know what's going on in Hollywood. We will know what's happening with this. We will know the Most High's real name. We will know it. So the Most High may even stop you. He may stop you halfway. Hey, and he gonna give you a video of everything you've done in your life from when you came out as a baby all the way to the last moment that you was breathing. He's gonna show you everything. It looked like you only cared about money. It looked like you only cared about women. It looked like you wasn't loyal. You had a lot of character flaws. Are you sure you want to go up there? Because you're going to be judged once you go up there. Or I could send you back down. Because you're going to feel good in everything. See, when your soul leaves your body, you're going to feel good. You're going to be like, everything has been free from me. See, this is stuff we could talk about today. I don't know why the Most High is letting me talk about this with me, but I'm telling you, you are going to tell the truth. Or I can send you back down there as a baby and you have another chance to get it right all over again. If he wants to grant you that favor. If, because you may only have missed maybe one or two little things to get you to the kingdom, right? He may only gave you. You only have one or two things that's missing from you getting the kingdom. Or you only may only have one thing. You may have been selfish your whole entire life. Do you want to go back down there? Do you want to go back down there and try it again? And this time, you got to work on you stop being so damn selfish and start helping others. And start looking out for others. And learn how to treat other people with respect. You want to go back down there and try it again? If he wants to give you that favor, or he can judge you right then and there. He can send you to the planet of misery. Yes, there's a planet of misery. There's a planet of sadness. There's a planet of depression. There's a planet of rage. You're walking around mad all day long. You mad, you angry, you pissed, you angry, you angry, you angry, you angry. Yes, this stuff happens. Yes, all this stuff is going on. There's so many planets you can't even fucking count. So when I hear NASA talking about the solar system, I laugh my ass off because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Facts. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're idiots. They're imbeciles. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Oh, well, we're on planet Mars and planet Jupiter and planet Saturn and planet this bullshit, planet Pluto and all of the, man, bull. There's so many planets you can't even fucking count. How is NASA going to tell you how many planets there are, nigga? And we live in a fucking dome. Yes, there's a flat earth. And I'm so tired of hearing people say, oh, you must be one of the flat earthers. Oh, so y'all crazy. You said, see, when you are a sheep, yes, when you are a sheep, and I put out a video yesterday on my YouTube about black folk voting Democrat. Stop being led like a sheep. Now, I don't, first of all, your vote don't even matter any fucking way. You shouldn't even be voting if you're an indigenous black man, woman, child. But we're gonna move on because, you know, black folks gonna follow white folks. But stop being led like a fucking sheep. Stop being a sheep all your damn life. CNN gonna tell you what to do, you go do it. MSNBC gonna tell you what to do, you go do it. Fox News tell you what to do, go do it. Stop being led like a fucking sheep. Stop being a damn sheep. Just stop it. Just stop being a fucking sheep. Start learning how to think for yourself. Understand who you truly are. Understand the kind of powers that you have. See, these are the things that most people don't talk about. We don't talk about these types of things. We don't talk about the power within you. Do you know if you're one of the chosen people, man? If you are one of the chosen, you have secret powers in you? Yes! Yes! That's why the Most High is going to separate his one-third from two-third. Two-third of black folks is not going to fucking make it. I'm telling you right now. Well, what about white people, man? We're not talking about white people right now. That's another problem black folks need to stop doing. Well, what about white people? What about Latinos? They don't matter right now. Yes, the Most High said there will be so many Gentiles that you can't even count. And Gentiles is everything other than Negro. That means white, Latino, Asian, Middle Eastern, Arab, doesn't matter. There will be so many Gentiles that you can't even count, but there will be so few. Why did the Most High say that? Because 90% of Gentiles worship Satan, and they're going to have to be done away with anyway. They're going to serve 1,000 years of slavery under Satan. Yes! So don't let no sissy, don't let no punk ass nigga tell you, oh, that those scriptures, they don't mean shit, man. Fuck that nigga. Fuck him. Sit up here telling me that the scriptures don't matter. Man, bullshit, they do matter. We living in the scriptures right now. Didn't the Most High said eventually that right will be wrong and wrong will be right? Well, damn it, what's going on now? Look at all this homosexuality is going on. They just found out that Meek Mill and P. Diddy better have a homosexual relationship. Look at the black women. Look at the black women, and I'm saying mostly black women. I know other ethnicities of women support homosexuality too. Don't get it twisted. I'm still on you guys about that. But majority is black women supporting homosexuality. Yes. Majority of black women are supporting homosexuality. They have homosexuals all with them. They be talking to homosexuals. This is what they doing. They support this crap. But then they want a real man. How can you want a real man and the man that's next to you is a fucking sissy? No real man, any substance. I don't give a damn who they are. I don't give a damn how much money they have. No real man, any substance, is going to hang around a homosexual. That's the fucking facts. Y'all better start paying attention, man. Y'all better start paying attention to what's going on. Now they got these drag queens going to these schools. And you single mothers approve of this. And then you wonder why your son's gay. Because you need to take a stand from the very beginning. Okay, listen, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, but you're not gonna bring this to my child. How many parents are willing to say that right now? How many parents are willing to step up to a teacher and tell them, you're not gonna show a faggot to my son or to my daughter? You're not gonna do that. Not a lot of you. A lot of you just sheep, y'all go along, get along. Y'all go along, get along. Well, I guess I gotta learn sometime, you know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of fucking sheep. I'm telling you, a lot of these niggas are fucking sheep. They don't have no guts, they don't have no heart. I'm being real when I say this. They don't. They don't have no heart. Their heart bleeds Kool-Aid. It don't bleed blood, it bleeds Kool-Aid because they sweet in their pussy. I'm being for real. They soft as fuck. So when we go out here and we talk about the Most High and they tell us, oh man, you know, like, no, I don't want to talk about them scriptures, man. Yeah, but you want to talk about a man that got a whole penis in his mouth. This is where we at, guys. This is where we at. We got people out here that's really, really co-signing this shit. And we wonder why our kids are fucked up. We got mystery viruses out here. A lot of you guys who took the damn jab, y'all gonna have these mystery viruses, man. No, it's this. Why are they not talking about this in the news? They push COVID. They push COVID every single fucking day on the news. Every single fucking day on the news. COVID this, COVID that, COVID this, COVID that. Rising numbers of cases are here. Rising number of cases with this. Rising number of cases over here. Rising number of cases in the South. Rising number of cases in the North. In the Midwest. In the West. In China. In India. In Italy. They push COVID every single day. But now there's a mystery virus that the CDC even said. First of all, I don't believe nothing the CDC got to say. They know exactly what the mystery virus is. But we're gonna go with that narrative. Like they fucking stupid. They don't really know, right? We're gonna go with that. They really are saying that there's a mystery virus that nobody knows the name of. It's like having a big ass frog in your throat. You could barely swallow. Those people took the vaccine. Well, there was one lady talking about, well, I didn't take the vaccine. Okay, then you're around somebody that took the vaccine. You are around somebody every single day, every single hour that has taken the COVID jab. Some people are not going to show a system. They are going to be called what they call carriers. It's the same thing with HIV. Okay. Max Johnson don't look like he got HIV, but he's a carrier. By the way, I don't think Max Johnson got HIV. I think he was a spokesperson for HIV because they needed a big black face. They needed a black face to show HIV. See what I'm saying? But we're gonna go with the narrative again, like they give us. Yeah, okay. There's gonna be some people that are carriers. They are carriers of the virus. They are going to be carriers of this. That's why you got to be very fucking careful out here, man. You got to be very fucking careful. Or you hang around people, man. You don't know if they took the jab or not. Y'all better start, really start paying attention to what's really fucking going on, man. Y'all better really start understanding what's really fucking going on. You better start really understanding where the fuck we at the end of the day, man. Stop playing these games. You got folks still talking about, well, I'm gonna go travel here, and I'm gonna go to Mexico, and I'm gonna go do this, and I'm gonna go do that, and I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do that. Or I'm gonna enjoy life, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And they don't have not one canned good prepared. They don't have one dehydrated case of food. They don't have not one case of water. I'm telling you, you can't help stupid. You can't help people that don't have common sense for themselves. I'm being honest, man. You cannot help people like that. You cannot. You cannot help these type of people. You cannot help these type of people. I'm going to be honest, man. You cannot. You can't help these people. Let these niggas live. Don't go and try to be kept a saver hoe. Don't be trying to cap a saver nigga. Don't try to do none of that, man. Still going to do it. Man, don't even say nothing to these people because these people are not going to fucking get it. They're not going to fucking get it. They're not going to understand. Just like I had to realize when I go live on the Jewel Life podcast, if I'm not talking about Hollywood and bullshit and drama, if I'm not talking about none of that, then they log off. Well, let them niggas log off. The Jewel Life podcast is for the 1/3 that is going to work every single day to have a relationship with Yah. Yes. This is what this podcast is for. This podcast is not for people running around talking about I want to get put on by P. Diddy and Rick Ross. I'm just being honest, guys. This podcast is not for that. If you think this podcast is for that, then you are sadly mistaken, partner. No. I refuse. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna say it again. I absolutely refuse to be one of those podcasters that is going to go out here and talk about celebrities 24/7. I refuse to do that. I would put a gun and blow my own brains out. That shit is draining. What Floyd Mayweather do? First of all, boxing is rigged. It is. It's rigged. See, they really want Ryan Garcia to be the next Oscar De La Hoya. I'm being honest when I say this. They want Ryan Garcia to be the next Oscar De La Hoya. But see, Ryan Garcia is different from Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar De La Hoya is a sissy. But by the way, I'm going to let you guys know that. Man, not Oscar De La Hoya, not the Golden Boy. The Golden Boy is a sissy. The Golden Boy is a straight faggot. Yes, him and Floyd Mayweather allegedly had a homosexual relationship. Allegedly. Yes. All this stuff is going to start coming out. I'm telling you right now, guys, all this stuff is going to start coming out. So why keep talking about this stuff? The stuff is draining. Do you know when you talk about Hollywood for like an hour straight, do you know all your energy has been drained? It's been drained. Because talking about Hollywood is draining. It's a very draining thing. I will be damned if I'm keep talking about Hollywood all the time. Yes, we could talk about certain situations that are going on in Hollywood. Yes, we could talk about what Cat Williams said or what Monique said and all that. First of all, they got approval from the Brotherhood to be on a Shannon Sharpe show. Yes, Shannon Sharpe is with the Brotherhood. Yes, Shannon Sharpe is a homosexual. Yes, he's all that, but we're going to move on. But they got permission to get on the Shannon Sharpe show and say these things. Cat Williams didn't just get up and say, you know what, I'm tired of all this, I'm going to speak the truth today on Shannon Sharpe's show. Man, no, he ain't do that. He got approval from the Brotherhood. Because, see, what they try to do is bring Hollywood down. You got a certain section of elites that's trying to bring Hollywood down. Because they tired all the blood sacrifices. They tired all the rituals. They tired all the children getting molested. They tired of it. They understand this is gonna come down. It's going to come down fast on them. So they're trying to get rid of Hollywood, especially Black Hollywood. And the reason why they're trying to get rid of Black Hollywood is because they know that the majority of the people who are going to buy this garbage are going to be indigenous Black people. Facts. We make America. We spend over $3 trillion a year in this fucking dump called the Americas. And you still get pulled over while you're Black. Come on, man. Come on, let's talk about that, man. You still get pulled over while you Black? And when you spend $3 trillion every year? It's got to make you think, man. You got to start thinking up here, guys. You got to start thinking, man. You got to start thinking. Why are you talking about all these comedians? Why are they trying to bring Black Hollywood down? Because Black people are the most important thing on this planet. So we're going to try to make the indigenous Black people and make the Most High's children look bad through Hollywood. But see, they don't understand that those people are devils. Cat Williams is a devil. Monique is a devil. Yes, Monique is a fucking devil. I don't give a damn how many times she says she's fluffy and this, that, and the third, and blase, blah, and how fun looking she is, and she's and all these fat jokes. You can say all that shit all she want. She's a fucking devil. She was Satan too. Facts. Yes, she was Satan too. These guys are devils. These guys and women are devils. I keep hearing the same comments come on my YouTube. Well, Jaguar and Jaguar this, Jaguar that. Let me say that about Jaguar. Yes, Jaguar, she knows a lot of things because she was a part of a lot of that stuff. Yes. But the Most High also said, I will use your enemy as your footstool. Woo, wait a minute, time out. Wait a minute, stop. Wait a minute, huh? What? Yes, the Most High said, I will use your enemy as your footstool. So even though Jaguar Wright is a devil herself, even though she participated in homosexual activities, even though she participated in blood sacrifices, even though she knows about all this stuff that's going on behind the scenes, the fact that the Most High is using her to expose the devil himself is a what? Using my enemies as a footstool. Come on, man. But I'm telling you guys right now, it's time to start getting prepared. And I'm gonna say this, right? The internet's gonna go away. See, all these YouTubers, They count their money right now. Oh yeah, I got $5,000 coming. Oh yeah, I got $10,000 coming. I got $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. You got all this money coming into your account. Yes. You doing it. Yeah, man. Congratulations. You doing it. You man, we cheerleading for you. Yeah, go on ahead. You got $50,000 coming to your account. Yeah, baby. You doing it, baby. You got all the advertisers all over you. You say like, share, subscribe, and put on notifications. You on script all day, every day on all your videos. Yes, you are doing it, baby. You doing it, baby. But one day. Just like I ain't trying to get too personal, but I'm just like some of my so-called in-laws. My so-called in-laws think that money is everything. If you got money, you got it. If you got this land, you got it. You got land, you got money, you got this, you got that. You got everything, man. You the man, you the woman. But see, let me tell y'all something right now. One day, the internet is going to shut down. Bam, just like that. You're not going to make no more YouTube money. You're not going to make no more Instagram, Facebook money. You're not going to make no more money, nigga. One day they're going to wipe out the whole entire bank system. All your funds are gone. What are you going to do then, baby? Do you have any dehydrated food saved up? Do you have any cases of water? Do you have any canned goods? Do you have any dry goods saved? Do you got rice saved up? Woo, come on, talk to me today. Do you have any rice saved up? Ooh, woo. Yeah. You got rice saved up? You got vegetables saved up? Do you have anything besides your ass? Yes, sir. Do you got a generator? Ooh, see? Do you have backup gas for that generator? Ooh, come on, talk to me today. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me. Somebody talk to me today. Do you have all this stuff? I had one guy on YouTube, he commented, man, I have none of that stuff. Well, you better go get to it. You better go get to it. Come on, I got none of that stuff. But you watching me listen to me right now live on YouTube, and I'm telling you all these things, they are playing with you. They're playing with you with the phones. They're playing with you with the internet. Eventually, it's going to be like a thief in the night. They are going to wipe out the entire banking system. And guess what? In order to get your fucking money back, you may have to take the chip. Woo! Wait a minute, huh? Yes, sir. So why would I keep talking about fucking Hollywood all day long? Why will all my content just be about fucking celebrities? Why all my content will just be about Jay-Z and P. Diddy and what they did? Jay-Z and P. Diddy got damnation waiting on them. See, I'm going to try to tell you something. Those brothers got damnation written all over them. That's why you don't hardly see Jay-Z anymore. That's why you don't see P. Diddy no more. Notice that. Over the last year or so, how many times you seen Jay-Z in the public? Woo, come on, man. Because they can't even look themselves in the mirror. Do you know most celebrities don't even like mirrors? Come on, man, let's talk today. Let's talk. Most celebrities don't even like mirrors. What did Whitney Houston used to do? She took down all her mirrors down because she knows she sold her soul. Woo. See, they don't like looking at themselves. So why they got all this money. They got all the money. They got money that me and you will never see in life. They can get on private jets and go to the Bahamas and come back real quick. And nobody knows that they was gone. Yeah. Why they got all that stuff. They got all these resources. They got everything. They got the world underneath their feet. Yes, they do. They got everything under their feet. But see, they can't even look themselves in the mirror. Come on. They only have a peaceful night's sleep. How many times did you go to bed last night? Did you sleep all the way through? Yeah. I slept pretty peacefully. You slept for like 6-7 hours, then, yeah. No nightmares. Yeah, you may not have the money. You may not have the money that you want. Yeah, you may be struggling. Yeah, you may have a little financial issues with over this area, but you can sleep well at night. See, this is stuff that money cannot buy. See, money can't buy you peaceful night's sleep. Woo! Come on, baby. Come on. Money can't buy you integrity. Money can't buy you character. Yes, sir. Let's talk today, baby. Let's talk. Money can't buy you character. Money can't buy you a soul. Money can't buy you, man. All these niggas talking about, just give me $1 million, I'll suck a penis. Woo! A lot of these niggas say it openly. And they wonder why their lives are going to shit. Come on, let's talk today, baby. They wonder why their lives are turning to shit. Because you're willing to do anything for money. You are willing to sell your soul for money. You are willing to get down on your knees as a man and let another man pull his thing out. You go suck it for $1 million. You will suck a penis for $1 million. You are willing to sell your soul for that Bugatti or for that chain or for that big booty bitch. You guys, I'm telling you, 2/3 of people, this is all across all colors, races, genders, doesn't matter. 85 to 90%, I'm going to say this and I got to go. 85 to 90% of people in this world, not just America, not just in Australia, not in Canada, not in Mexico, not in China. 85 to 90% of people are not going to fucking make it. I'm going to say it again. 85 to 90% of people in this world, right now we live in it, will not make it. How many of you guys right now want to stand up and say, I'm not taking that jab? How many of you people right now want to stand up and say, his name is not Jesus Christ, it's Yah, it's Yahweh, and his son Yahweh being Yahweh? How many of you guys right now saying, oh no, we're not going to accept that. We're not going to be led like sheep. How many of you guys say right now, yeah, that money will be good in my bank account, but I'm not willing to risk my character. I'm not willing to I'm not willing to disappoint Yah so I could be a millionaire. Mm-mm, no. Yeah, Ice Spice, she looks good. She's a young, pretty little thing. She got a big booty. Man, that thing looking so good. I bet she gives some of the best sex in the whole wide world. Yeah, that's great and everything, but guess what? Ice Spice is not gonna lead me to damnation. Woo! Come on! How many of you wanna say that? Not too many, huh? Anyway, link is in the bio, my website. Please go on my website, download the QR code. Please support my t-shirt line. Also, I'm on Rumble. I'm on Rumble as well as a video streaming service. I'm on Rumble now. Of course, support me on YouTube, but I'm also on Rumble. So please follow me on Rumble, okay? Please continue to subscribe. Notifications on YouTube, and please catch me every single Friday night here on this platform on Spotify. This will be the exclusive home of the Judah Light Podcast. Again, this will be the exclusive home of the Judah Light Podcast. Peace, one love. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.